Welcome to Get Real Guys, hosted by us, Ash,
BM,
and Peniel of B2B.
Yes.
Where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. And we are once again joined by our good friend, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back. Let's hear your voice.
Hi, what's up, guys? My name's Lex. Nice to meet y'all.
All right, because Peniel wasn't here last time you were on, right?
All right, right, right. It's the first time doing it together.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. And in today's episode, we're discussing our mothers. Not all mothers are the same. Some work, some stay home, or some aren't biologically our moms, but give the same care and love as any other. Not all families are built the same, whether through blood or bond, but we're grateful for them all the same. This is a celebration of our mothers, not for who they are to us, but for who they are as individuals. Interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. Make sure to follow the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcast and leave us a review so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
5-star reviews only. Good comments only.
Yeah.
Woo. Alex, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a while. How have you been?
I've been good. I just released my last single.
Ooh.
Not fair.
Not fair.
It's called Not Fair. Less than a week ago.
Did you forget the title of your own song?
No.
<Where's it going>?
Can't say that's not fair. But this title's called Not Fair. It's out on all streaming platforms. So go check it out.
Before it's he released song. His song, yeah, he kept teasing the song on his Insta story with gifs of it's not fair, images of someone not fair. When I saw it for the first time, I was like, oh, maybe something's up. And then he posted again the next day, so I had to DM him. I was like, what's not fair? What's happening? Are you upset? Yeah. And he was like, oh, it's just the title of my next song. I was like, are you serious? Yeah. I was so worried.
That was smart promo though.
Yeah, but I was posting pictures of like random stuff that says not fair, like Calvin Hobbes or The Simpsons or anything that I thought was funny or cute. And then I started getting mad DMs like, are you all right? Is everything okay? It's like, we're here for you. I'm like, oh, this came out the wrong way.
No.
So then I stopped for like 2 days. I'm like, and then the song released. I was like, yeah, this is what it was for. Like, I'm good. Like, don't worry about me. Thank you. I was really happy though.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks guys for caring. But nice. I'm good.
Okay. That's good. And how are Corey and Michael doing?
They're busy working on our next… Corey's next project, which is pretty fire. I don't want to speak too much about it. But he was originally planning for an album. But then he trashed his old album. And then he came out with… He made two new songs. Yeah. You know this.
Yeah.
But came out two more new songs. And they're going to be hopefully done… within the next month.
Ooh. Okay. We'll look forward to our friends at 28 Laboratory.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Make sure to stream Alex's song, Not Fair.
Not Fair.
Go
not
follow him on Instagram.
Not Fair. It's not fair.
Good song.
Not fair.
We used to say that so often as kids, right?
Yeah.
It's not fair.
That was the whole story behind just being childish.
Okay. All right. So this past weekend was actually Parents' Day in Korea. Oboinal and Mother's Day on Sunday.
Once this releases, right?
Yeah. So did you guys get anything for your mothers on Mother's Day?
I got her love.
This time?
No. Okay.
I mean, we were gonna, but because my sister and I usually get something together, whether it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, their
Parents' Day,
or what's it called, their birthday, Christmas, whatever. We usually pick something and then split the price.
Mm.
But then they were like, "Don't get us anything. Just get us one big present a year."
Oh, they just want something expensive.
They want a house, bro. That means buy us a house.
We want a house.
Yeah, you don't want a gift each special day or whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just once a year is fine.
Take this coffee maker back. We don't want.
How about you, Matthew?
Yeah, my parents are they're all in the US right now. So I couldn't get them anything.
Did your brothers get them anything?
No, because they don't celebrate that in the States. They're all in the States too.
They don't celebrate Mother's Day?
Parents.
Wait, it's not… they don't celebrate… That was this past weekend?
Yes, that was this past Sunday.
I'm a Sunday. Oh my gosh. I've been like…
As of now, it's this Sunday. No, you have a few more days.
You can order something on Amazon or something.
Okay,
you gotta do like that express…
Yeah. Next day delivery.
Expedited shipping.
You guys have any ideas?
I mean, does she need anything right now?
I haven't seen her in so long. I mean, I talk to her often.
Ask your brothers.
Maybe I should just send her money.
I mean, money is the easiest present.
Money is always good.
I'm down for that too.
Mothers always like those, kind of fancy skincare products like Essence or cream.
Yeah, I actually sent her skincare stuff a couple months ago.
Never mind, for her freckles.
Yeah, she's like getting new freckles because you know when age.
Oh yeah, my mom has struggled.
Well, one of my cousins did. I don't know what it was. I think it was like vitamin packets. But then instead of putting vitamins in it, she put it like money in each vitamin packet.
Damn.
Yeah.
So when she opens it, she's like, "Oh, I need some vitamins." She whips out some cash. Like, "Oh, okay."
She whips out, I feel healthier already.
So what if they were like vitamins? Thank you. And it's like. She would have never
known. Vitamins. Yeah.
More vitamins this year. Gosh.
I saw that they have those cakes too where you can just pull out.
You pull it and then one just keeps coming out.
I want to do that one day.
You want to receive that one?
I want to give that to my parents one day. Yeah. Well, my mom made it very easy for me and my brother this year because she just gave me a list of what she wanted.
Dude, that's easy though.
Yeah.
Because my brother and I kind of get her flowers. And the first thing she said was like, don't even dare getting me flowers this year. And I was like, what? And she was like, I don't want flowers. Just don't waste your money on it. So I was like, oh my gosh. And then she was like, since this is my first year celebrating Mother's Day after I became independent. Oh wait, we had last year. But like I had a full year of making money and stuff. So she knows that she can kind of… tell me to buy something for her.
So she
just gave me a list and there were 7 things on it.
Nice.
There was cleansing oil. But it's not just regular cleansing oil. She wanted the brand. She wanted Shu Uemura cleansing oil.
Okay.
You know, and then she wanted like expensive essence for the skin. And then she wanted Hongsam, which is red ginseng.
And then she wanted
reading glasses. So my brother and I just decided to get all of those for her. We just split it all at once, huh? Yeah.
Ooh. Dang.
Yeah.
She's like, present it one by one.
I should have made a longer list.
Dropped it on her.
Huh.
That's what she wanted. So it's like, okay, that's easy.
Maybe she's like testing the waters. Like out of the 7, how many you get is like she could tell how much you're making. If you get all 7…
Yeah.
She can afford it.
My daughter's doing pretty well. Wait till next year.
Yeah. Throwing a couple more on the list.
Ginseng, but premium this year.
Yeah. The super expensive ones. I know, Matthew, you have 2 other siblings. Alex, you're an only child. We both have older… You have an older sister. I have a younger brother.
Yeah.
Would you say your mom's favorite?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, not you. I know you.
Out of the sons, like, am I my mom's favorite?
Yeah.
I feel like me and my brothers have like… take like turns pissing my mom off. So like whoever's not pissing her off at the time is her favorite.
Okay. That makes sense.
What does she get most pissed off by?
Well, I mean, we all have our different problems. Mm-hmm. So it's just like… You know, I'm sure she's talking to my brothers about me and then talking to me about my brothers.
I mean,
it's not a bad thing, you know. She tells them to their face too. But it's like… it's so funny because… yeah. That's just how it is.
Later she just starts drama between you guys too. It's like, hey, did you know Matthew said this about you?
And he said you're a… I get a call from my brothers. You call me a…
what the fuck? No, I didn't.
No. Mom said you call me a… No.
You get framed.
Yeah. Ah, man. Right now, my youngest brother is making the most money out of us though.
He's
making big money. He's a financial analyst.
He's probably the favorite then.
He's probably the favorite. He could be the favorite right now. He's my favorite. He might need some money for you, bro. Like, you better hook it up. He's making a lot of money. And he's the one who bought me my PS5.
Oh!
Last Christmas, he bought everyone a present. I think he dropped like 5,000 just for Christmas.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, I was like…
He's your favorite brother too then, for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, the youngest one? What year was he born?
He was 96. He's 96.
96.
Yeah. Dang.
So he's in a really good place in his life right now.
That's
financially
good.
Yeah, he could and he's gonna, I feel like he's gonna come up too, so maybe ask him later if he wants to like invest in me.
I'm kidding, not kidding.
Yeah, kidding, not kidding.
Kidding, not kidding.
Hugh, if you're watching this, I'm kidding. Not kidding. Let's see where we're not at kidding. In 5 years.
Would you say you're
me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like maybe because I'm like the 막내. I'm the youngest.
Mm.
So then I get babied all the time. And then because I'm not in America, I feel like they probably miss me more.
Yeah.
Mm. They probably remember you when you were last in America.
Yeah.
So that's like they know the Peniel from back then.
They think I'm like a baby and then probably miss me more.
He goes back and he's like a real baby. He's like…
Each time I get off the plane…
Hi!
Where'd I put my diapers?
Oh god.
Like even… I don't know when they texted me. But I woke up and then… Because of your vlog…
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of fans started… what's it called? Like mentioning me. Like, you ride a motorcycle?
Oh yeah.
Ride. And then… I guess they mentioned my parents too. I was like, what the… Snitched on me?
Your parents know now?
Yeah. No, but I told them before. But my mom was like, you got a motorcycle? I was like, I told
it's you. It's a super scooter.
No, I was like, no. But I told them before. I was like, I already told you. And they're like, yeah, I always wear a helmet. I was like, I told you. I was like, what? I was so confused this morning.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they still like…
Tell them it's a scooter.
Shows how much you care, mom.
Yeah, she must be worried.
Yeah.
Does your dad? Yeah. Does your dad say anything about the motorcycle? Or does he think it's
actually
cool?
I told him.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he didn't tell my mom.
Oh yeah. Maybe. Maybe he kept it from her.
We're not telling your mom. She's going to beat your ass and beat my ass.
He's going to beat your ass through FaceTime.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Always wear a helmet.
Always wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I feel like it's my fault now.
Would you let… If you had a son, would you let him ride a motorcycle?
No.
No,
but I mean, I can't stop him, but I would do all that I can to prevent him from riding a motorcycle. I feel like moms have a soft spot for sons though, because I know my mom counts on me more and she can rely on me more because I am the older one and I'm more like quote unquote mature than my brother who's 4 years younger than me. But even though my brother's a troublemaker and he does a lot of things to piss my mom off, when he comes home late, like drunk at like 3, 4 a.m., she'll still wake up and make him fried dumplings and stuff.
Dude.
And like…
Dang,
make him
right
like serve him a grand feast, and I keep telling her, I was like, stop doing that, you're spoiling him. He's just gonna come home and wake my mom and be like, yo, make me food.
Yeah.
So dang. I told her
stop
not
doing
to
that.
Do
you
that
never did that for me.
Yeah, she would never do that for me, but like she just can't help it. He's like her baby forever. But
no. I don't think it's necessarily because he's a boy. I think it's because he's just the younger one,
the 막내.
Yeah.
My dad never does that to him though. It's just my mom.
Yeah,
my dad always favors me.
I heard it was like the opposite. Like moms take care of their sons more. Mm-hmm. And the fathers take care of their daughters more.
Yeah, so like daddy's girl and mama's boy. That's probably where it came from.
That makes sense.
Like I was an only child. But like I can tell like my mom like showered… Like bathes me in like love.
Mm-hmm.
Like over excessively. But because I think… It's because I'm the only child that she has. And she always tells me like… I should have had another child. So you needed a sister or a brother. I'm like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. I'm happy.
I'm good. But then she does like over… Like I feel like… So I feel like, oh, I need to give back this love somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, but like I'll find out.
Yeah, you will. So was your mom like super strict on you since you were an only child?
So when I was a kid… Yeah, she was really strict. Like,
like how?
Like how all Asian parents know how strict parents can be.
Like no sleepovers, no hanging out after 10 p.m.
Like when I was in… That was in like my younger years.
Mm-hmm.
But then once I got into like my like middle school to high school years, that's when like I got that whole like rebel phase.
Mm.
And I would like just go
puberty.
Out of my… Yeah, I'll just like leave my house and not come back for like 2 days. And she'll like call the police, like file me missing and stuff.
What?
Yeah, like I would I was not a good kid.
This was in New York? New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah, I was not a nice kid.
Oh my gosh.
But I was in like… Yeah, I would do that a lot. And then I grew up… We used to fight a lot. Mm-hmm. Like in my… later teens, we used to fight a lot.
And then, oh man.
Like all the time we just fight. I always make up beef. I always like fight over everything she says. You know like… Tansori? What is that?
Yeah.
Nagging?
Yeah, nagging. All the nagging. But it's like for the better for me.
Yeah.
But… After growing up, like you always feel bad. And you think back of what you think about the past and you're like, I shouldn't have done that. I'm so sorry.
Same. No. I think it's especially bad when you're going through puberty. You just don't really want to hang out with your parents. You just want to hang out with your friends all the time.
Crazy.
Yeah. But this was when I was 18 and it was my birthday and I wanted to stay out. I wanted to spend the night out with my friends and sleep over my friends. But my mom wouldn't let me. But I went out anyways and I turned off my phone and didn't answer the phone, right? And I told her that I was going to be sleeping over my friend Winnie's house.
Yeah.
And… Because
you
I didn't
went to a boy's house.
No. We were just out. We were just out. And because I didn't answer her call, she actually came to Winnie's house and she was like, you know, knocking on the door. And then later I found out because I wasn't there, obviously. Oh. And she was like, oh, I actually went to see. She was one of those moms, you know.
Yeah.
And she'll hunt you down.
Damn.
And oh my gosh.
You're looking at me right now. Like I feel like the way she would have looked at you at that time.
Yeah. And the craziest thing is that when my brother, he was a troublemaker from like sixth grade to junior high school. My mom made her English speaking guy friend pretend to be a police and call my brother and be like, if you don't start acting straight, I'm gonna take you to the police and I'm gonna take you to a military camp.
Dang.
Like she went that far.
I would have been scared, man. I would have been fixed right there.
Yeah, my brother was scared too.
Yeah.
It didn't last long, but
He found out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you bluffing, mom.
No, actually, I don't know if he found out. He still might not know.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was just like, all right, I'll go to the military.
Yeah, my mom was crazy.
What the?
Yeah.
Do you ever like wonder now what was going on in her head? Like what she was imagining when she was trying to get a hold of you? Like what could have happened to my daughter?
She probably imagined the worst case scenario because she's a worrywart like me. And she just thinks about the worst thing that can happen. So she was probably freaking out and frantic and just… wondering where I was.
I feel like any parent
from New York.
Any parent would be scared if their child's like no contact for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I would go like ape shit.
But I'm glad my mom was kind of like that because she also made me feel very safe too. She would never let me really take the public transportation late at night. She would always pay for my cab or she would drop me off or have my dad pick me up because if it got late, she wouldn't want me to come home by myself or she would come out to meet me and walk with me. So those things because she was kind of always worried. I felt very protected and safe. But,
didn't you live in a dangerous neighborhood?
No, I didn't.
Oh, never mind.
New York is not as bad.
Excuse me. I lived in Queens. I lived in the Asian side of Queens where all the Asians lived.
The Asian side of Queens? Yeah. Is our territory.
Like Flushing Bay side. It's
there's
not
a lot,
that bad.
Lot of Asians there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought… I swear we're someone thinking told me like, that you're what? From like a ghetto neighborhood.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, was it the podcast with PH1 when he was like, oh, she's from the ghetto. I'm from Long Island.
Long Island is like the cleaner… is like the more safer side of New York, I guess.
No, but they were… The kids that lived in Long Island were partying like crazy too. They were doing all the bad stuff. I mean, it was a cleaner neighborhood. There weren't like gun fights or, you know, stabbings or anything. But they were definitely
were
doing bad drugs.
Were there in your neighborhood?
Sometimes it happens.
Like,
it happens.
While, like yeah, very rarely.
Of course,
like,
it happens.
Well, I will pick my kid up from the bus stop.
Especially if it's a girl. That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
If it's a guy, I'll just be like, all right, you take care of your own. Like you're on your own, man.
No.
Like, if you're about to die, I'll come save you. If you really need help, that's when you hit me up.
Go pick up some martial arts or something. I don't know. go take MMA.
Once you can walk on two legs, like that's when you stand for yourself, man.
Yeah. That's why I think it's really crazy how kids in Korea, they just walk around by themselves after school.
Yeah.
Even like elementary school. Because in the States, we would always have someone pick us up or like a school bus drive us somewhere.
No one
would be just like walking down the street because you'd be scared that they get kidnapped or something. But,
or you game up with like 12 other kids.
Yeah.
I feel like… Korea is just way more safer in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no guns to begin with. Mm. And then yeah, you could go to like a cafe, leave your like laptop and like your backpack and everything there. And like yeah. you could go take a come back like 10 minutes later.
That was the biggest surprise to me.
Yeah.
Everyone leaves everything. I'm just like… But yeah.
I feel like you think of the possibility. When you're in a cafe and like you see everyone just leave their laptops or like their MacBooks or whatever. And you're like… That can be swiped if I wanted to.
But super easily.
You just think of the possibility like, wow, any of this stuff, everything here can be stolen if someone really wanted to.
You could just be like, I could sell that for like $1,000 on Tangam Market right now.
Or I can use it.
Or like whenever I go to like Pyeonijam, you know, sometimes like the convenience store. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have the ice creams like outside of the convenience store. Mm-hmm. I'm like… That would be gone.
Yeah.
That would be empty outside. Right now.
The whole ice cream machine would be… Yeah. Like, they'll take
and
that.
And they just have like… They would take the machine.
Yeah.
And they have like a bunch of like the 2-liter water bottles like outside and stuff. So I was like, that would all be gone right now.
Yeah. If you did that in America, that's pretty much saying free water.
Yeah.
My mom apparently… My grandpa… That I thought was blood related for the longest time isn't my blood grandpa.
Whoa.
Then?
So my mom was telling me her real dad actually ran away like when she was really young. And then I was just like, dang, so you've been doing everything like… She's the type of mom where she's been doing everything by herself from a really young age. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because I'll ask my dad, I'm like, hey, like, you know, what's mama's past like? What's mom's past like? She's like, dude. She's crazy. She did everything herself. Everything. I was just like, damn. That's hard to find, you know? That's like, really hard
respect.
To find. Yeah.
That's respect.
She took care of her mom. She took care of her mom's new man, which is her new dad.
Wow.
Yeah, which you thought for the longest time was…
Was my real grandpa.
Right.
I was so like surprised and almost like, you know… Dang, like this. Life has been a lie for me, you know? Like, I thought I loved him because we're blood. No, but I mean, that doesn't take away anything from the fact that he is. I was just like, that made me respect him almost a little bit more because he treated me like I was a real grandson.
Right.
I was like, dang, like, oh man, that's different. Because I always hear about those type of situations here and there. Mm. But I'm just like, you know, my parents, you know, are my blood parents and they're still, you know, there. So I felt very appreciative about that. But my grandpa isn't my blood relative. So first time experiencing that, I'm like, damn. But I think I heard it at the right time for me. So I don't have to feel like there has to be distance because there's no blood.
Mm. Right.
So I was just like, damn, respect.
Yeah.
Mm. After you mature enough.
Yeah.
And
whatnot. Anyways, yeah. My mom's crazy. She applied herself to college.
Wow.
And like back then, applying to college isn't easy. She did everything herself. Speaks three languages.
Was that in America or in Korea?
When she came from Korea.
Oh.
She came when she was 16 too.
Oh.
So she speaks English fluently now?
She speaks fluent English, fluent Spanish, fluent Korean.
Wow.
Yeah. Dang. My dad will always tell me.
That's wild. That's
respect.
Crazy.
Yeah, she's smart as hell.
How about your mom? Damn.
My mom was like a goody two shoes, like bookworm. Mm. Like she was really… I don't know if it's fact, but like all my family says it.
Yeah.
Like your mom was like hella smart when she was in school. And she was always like number one in high school and college and whatnot.
Nice.
But then, that was it. She just told me all that stuff she brags about. And then all the things that she did in her past, like when I was a baby and whatnot. Because she's been doing a lot of like shows and performances in New York for traditional Korean traditional dancing.
Oh,
wow.
And then So she's like, she would show me like a picture with like Bill Clinton and like Mayer's Key and stuff.
Wow.
I didn't know what that was at the time.
Bill
I was a kid.
Clinton.
So I was like… And then she would cut out all of her stuff in the newspapers.
Uh-huh.
Because before there was internet,
she'd
always cut them out. Put up in frames and stuff.
Oh,
dang.
But that's what, like, I was like, all right, I guess she was popping back then.
Poppin'.
Yeah.
She was popping. Mom was popping back then. But I don't know. My family likes to brag a lot, so I can't tell how much it's fact.
Have you ever asked her yourself?
I mean, I've seen it, and like, when I was a kid, I've seen them perform a lot, so it's like, all right.
Wow.
Hype was real.
Mr. Clinton, huh?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Mr. Clinton.
But then she came to Korea and then… same thing. It was a similar case with you. Because I found out like my grandma wasn't like blood related with me.
Oh
like,
wow.
My whole life I thought the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Both of you guys just like… My whole life is a lie.
Honestly, but I was like… I found out really late. Like in an older age. So I was like… Oh. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Like I just took it as it is. It is what it is. But then I found like half of my aunties are like… not related to my mom, but they're all like family.
Dang.
I was like, oh, like then who are you? Like, who's my real family?
Yeah.
Started like pointing fingers.
Yeah.
But then that same thing, like I was just grateful that these people took us in as like their own blood.
Yeah.
Because then my grandpa he married my actual grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know who she is though, but and then my grandmother's taking care of me now.
Yeah.
But he passed because you know, he smoked a lot.
Yeah.
And but this family took all of us in.
Like, yeah.
The non-blood related people.
Yeah.
Except by the grandpa. And then we're like, oh wow, thanks.
Dang. You kind of lost me like three grandmas ago.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, like it's just it was complicated.
Yeah. At the end you found someone that you still call family.
But then same thing with me. My mom went to the States and then she had me in the States. But my dad, like he walked out way before I was born.
Yeah.
So but then same case. I had a stepdad, but I thought he was my actual dad my whole life.
Dang.
But that was until like I was seven. And then they divorced. But then my mom was… I found out like later. I was like, wow, like that dude wasn't my dad?
Yeah.
Huh? What is happening? He's like, no wonder our last names are different.
Yeah.
Because I was the only one with the… Because my name was Kim. My mom was Hona. And then he was you. I'm like, why am I Kim? But I didn't know the thing about last names. So like, they just wanted to call me Kim. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, because when I first met you, I remember you said your ex Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, I was like Alex Hon. I was like, what? Hold on.
You changed your last name?
Lie to me?
Because my family wanted me to take on my mother's maiden name. I don't even know who this guy is anyway. So I was like, all right, screw that name then. So I just dropped that last name and then took on my wife's last name.
I remember we like collected cards and we're doing. I was like, who's Son Jung? I was like, I don't have any friends with the last name Son. I was like, what the? Who is this? And you're like, oh yeah, that's mine. I was like, oh, what the?
The only people who know that are usually people in like the army. Everyone else knows me as Alex Kim, but people in the army, they know me as like Son Jung.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out all the single moms one time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mad respect to those people.
For sure.
Crazy independence.
Yeah. As I get older, I feel like I want to get to know my mom better. Not just as a mom, but who she is as an individual, like as a woman. But it's kind of… I feel shy asking her questions, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you haven't done it for like 20-something years, 30 years.
So I asked a lot of her family members because, you know, they would be able to tell me accurately. Like I would ask my grandma. I would ask her siblings. And… Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I think like I want to go back in time and watch my parents from a distance and see what they were like.
Yeah.
Because it's different just to hear it and to see it in person.
I'm going back to the future.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And you come back, you're like, I don't think I would have liked my parents.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have went back.
It's like right before you go back, you ask them, were you cool? We're like, well how like, were you? Like, I was the coolest.
Would I have hung out with you if you…
But one thing for sure is like me and my mom, at one point we were in like… Well, I was in bad terms with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she had nothing against me. But like, I don't know. I was just in a really dark spot. And then I didn't talk to her for like a year or two. We just got out of contact for about 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
And then we somehow got in touch through like connections and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then that was a really big break for me. Because I at a point, I just really was like, stuff happened. And then I just hated my mom so much for the wrong reasons. But then once I came to Korea and then I met with my mom after that year or two. And then we fought again a lot. But then kind of broke even. And then we just started opening up about everything.
Oh,
and then I started getting comfortable with her. Like as I'm talking with a friend.
Mm.
Breaking that barrier was like really like a big thing for me. And I feel like or anyone else, like they feel awkward about talking with their parents. But then you like can really open up and just start talking. Like literally like talking with your friend. Like, so what were you like? Blah, blah, blah. Like how you want to do with your mom.
Mm.
That was a big thing for me. And it helped me in my relationship with my mom.
Mm.
When was that? When
that
did
was
you…
like I want to say like 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
So when I was like in my late teens to early 20s.
Yeah. I think being honest and being open is the best thing because when I was younger, because my mom was such a tiger mom and she was so strict with me, I would always lie. But the crazy thing is that moms know when you lie.
Yo, that mama intuition is different.
Yeah. I don't know how. But she would always know and she would call me out. She'd be like, 너 지금 거짓말하는 거지? You're lying right now. So yeah.
Maybe you just lied a lot.
Or you just sucked at lying.
Yeah, or that.
I don't know about you.
No, I made a real…
I'm at Whitney's house.
Like, I put background music on. Like, I searched on YouTube, city sounds. And I would put that on in the background. Be like, oh, I'm in the city right now with my friend. I was a bad daughter. Damn, I was bad. And then,
probably
I guess…
Probably the city sounds that…
Yeah, so my mom lost trust in me, of course, because I would get caught and our relationship was just so terrible. I would never be able to tell her anything because all I hear coming back is like, you can't do that. Don't do that. How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. Which was, I don't know. It was like that for a while. But then now, since I'm older and I'm an adult and I can take care of myself. I was so surprised. She was just like… You know, even if I was dating someone, she'd be like, be careful, you know, like I wouldn't have to lie about it anymore because before I would lie. But now she's just like, I could just tell her straight up too, like, oh, I'm like dating someone. And she'd be asking, oh, who is he? What kind of person is he? Instead of like, oh, don't date anyone. Like, are you sure he's the right person for you? So, yeah, I guess as you get older, the relationship gets better.
Yeah, it definitely does. Huh. My mom has never given me advice before the fuck up I did. It was always after the fuck up.
How did you
fuck up? I fucked up a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about like one significant like big fuck up. I was like, what did you do?
I had a lot of those. A lot of almost life-changing fuck ups. So, they were pretty life-changing. I mean, the biggest one I feel like was when I first got caught stealing.
The first time I used the 5-finger discount.
Oh, yeah. It was a big discount. It was a big, big discount. That was the first time I ever got put in cuffs. But yeah, I mean, there was never like pre-advice. It was always like advice after. And it was just… I mean, simply put, it was just don't. Don't do that. Like, what?
Right. It's like… I think I know that now too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's why we don't do that. Okay. Yeah. That's typical mom stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like most of the times it was just like, dang, I can't believe my son did that. Like… You know, I thought I raised you different type stuff. But… Yeah. I feel like for any mom out there or dad that's listening right now… the influence you have on your kid… It goes to a certain point in time. And then from there, it's their other surroundings that has a bigger effect. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's always… Depends on the case, but… Normally, like, your friends are a huge influence to you too.
Yeah.
So, you gotta watch the friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One thing for sure, I feel like most cases it's good to be a good influence. But at the same time, it's not until they feel it themselves that we're like, oh, this is what she was talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you're just like, I should be okay. And then you experience it and you're like, oh.
It's like, yo, that's mad
boy. That's
why.
Yeah.
I actually give my mom like a lot of advice.
You gave your mom a lot.
Yeah, she hits me up all the time whenever she needs something or ideas or just anything, anything emotional or just life-wise. She would tell me something and I'd be like, whoa, 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 slow down. Like, figure your stuff out, slow down, breathe. And I tell her, like, I give her life advice and stuff.
Nice.
But it helps. I feel like that should work both ways. I feel like you should be able to like give your parents that kind of support at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if I was a parent, like, there'll be times where I'd be like pissed as hell or just like, really sad or just frustrated or stressed or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But then if my kid came up to me trying to help me, man, my heart.
Hey,
can you feel these vibes right now?
Yo, hey, you ever catch yourself giving advice to someone and then end up being like, ooh, this is… I should be like on my own talk show or something. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm killing it right now. Like, you'll surprise yourself with the great advice you're giving someone else.
But the funny thing is, we never take our own advice.
Oh yeah, I know. We never take our own advice. I know.
Recently, like in the past month, I was literally like I think like 3-4 people at once. They were like in like the span of like a week.
Mm-hmm.
They were like they're like, yo, I need like help. Like, oh, I'll do that. I need someone to talk to. Blah, blah. I was just like, I should be a psychiatrist.
Okay, like, yeah. Dr. Peniel, let's go.
I was like, but then my friend was like, no, you can't be a psychiatrist because they can't give advice like that. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, I guess psychiatrist. They told me psychiatrists have to like make you say like, oh, I think I should do this.
Because they have to make you realize it.
Yeah. So I was like, never mind. I think that back.
Okay, all right.
Speaking of giving good advice…
We found some people having questions related to our topic on Discord and Reddit. User Iconic Mira says, I'm not sure if you've answered something like this before, but here it is anyways. I'm almost a 20-year-old woman and I hate when my mom brings up the topic, I want grandkids before I reach a certain age. I forget the exact age she said, but I know it's pretty soon. She obviously knows I've never had a boyfriend before, yet for some reason still likes to bring this topic up all the time. She's brought it up so much within the last 1 or 2 years that I'm surprised that she hasn't bothered to set me up with someone already. I'm getting really sick of it. Please help. Oh my gosh, she's only 20.
Yeah. No, she's not even 20. I'm almost 20.
Oh my god.
But I mean, I feel like that's just like, I feel like a lot of moms say that though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, before I get like any older, like, I want grandkids.
My mom doesn't say that.
My mom kind of like sneaked it at me.
We went to buy
shoes, mm-hmm. and there's like really cute baby shoes. Mm. And I was looking for my shoes, mm-hmm. and she was like, "These are cute." And I could hear like under her voice, under her breath, she's like, oh, "I want to be a grandma." I was so heartbroken. But I'm like, I'm not gonna get a girl pregnant just because you want to be a grandma. Yeah. Let me get my together first.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Man.
But I feel like I understand the parents' feeling, but at the same time, they should understand like the kids' perspective. Like they mm-hmm. I feel like the generation is a little different now.
Mm. Have they ever like communicated the stress that they receive from this to their mother?
Yeah.
If not, I think that's step one, probably. No? All right. Yeah. I'm just going to slowly leave.
No, you're right. You're right.
That was… awkward.
I thought you were gonna go to like a different story.
Oh,
like,
no.
Okay. No. I feel like, yeah, you should be expressive about how you feel about this situation. I was thinking in my head, I'm just like, dang, that's like, it's so early. Like, did you give your mom problems to the point where she wants you to experience like having a child?
Oh, like, experience it yourself.
Now you know.
Yeah. Or maybe it was so good that she wants her daughter to have the same thing.
Oh, boom.
Now you know.
This wasn't it. She has a kid.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I feel like that's just like a… Not even like a mom. I feel like it's like parent thing. They're both just like, you know…
Yeah.
Like while they're still younger and they still have like a little more energy to like play with their grandkids. Mm-hmm. I feel like they want grandkids.
True.
Yeah. I tell my mom that I need to live my life because my life has just started not too long ago. So, and she says, she's told me recently, she was like, are you going to have a child or not? I was like, I don't know. Why? And she's like, if you're going to, it's okay.
She did bring it up then.
No, she said, it's okay if you don't have kids, but if you do want kids, you should get them soon because if you get too old, it's going to be tough on you. No. So if you're thinking about having kids, just have them earlier. Because, you know, you might get old and it's going to be even hard to get pregnant.
True.
That's her way of saying she wants grandkids. Actually.
No, she's not at the age to want grandkids yet. My mom is thriving. She's living her life too. Oh, she really? Doesn't want to take care of grandkids yet. But for my sake,
she knows
just
you're
tells
in
me.
Korea. So she's like, I don't have to take care of them.
I wouldn't make her come. Yeah, but I just make it clear to her that I'm trying to live my life. That I have things to do. I have goals that I want to… achieve. So and with a child it's not going to be easy, so
right.
And then she understands that. I think it's your mom and you can't really tell her to not bring it up because I know that's going to be inevitable and she's going to bring it up, but you just gotta like one ear and out the other. You just gotta be like, okay mom, and just be like, okay,
or
not, and talk. I mean, tell her, but I don't think it's gonna stop.
Yeah. But I feel like you should know what your priorities are before like, oh, I'm going to have a kid. But mm-hmm. like, talk with your mom. Like, all right, I'm gonna get this straight.
Yeah,
like, this
yeah,
is what
yeah,
I have
yeah.
to do.
I gotta do this before mm-hmm. I. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you could do what my friend did.
What?
Just get her.
Oh no! Don't do that, please. her mom kept nagging her about having a baby. Mm-hmm. So then she got a dog. She's mm-hmm. like, this is my baby, mom.
Oh my god.
And her mom doesn't like dogs.
Oh gosh.
But now she loves them.
Oh yeah, she takes care of the dog more than my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, that's
now.
What moms always do.
She'll wake up at like 6 a.m. or something like that for the dog. Uh-huh. She'll be like ripping up like chicken breasts and like like steaming it and
that was cute. That was cute.
So she was like, you said you wanted a grandkid. This is my baby. So it's technically your grandkid. And then
oh my god.
The mom like freaked out. But then after like a month or two, she was just like…
Yeah, this is my baby.
It's not your baby. It's my baby. Yeah.
All right. We have user Stazinop who says, my mom watches tons of boring TV shows. For a long time, I've wanted her to try out video games as a slightly better time waster. Okay. She finally agreed to try and play. And so now I'm trying to teach her how to play Mass Effect 1. What? She likes sci-fi stuff. So I thought a good story-driven game like Mass Effect would attract her more. We started the training process a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. I have never been more frustrated in my life. I guess I just forgot that certain super basic things like even how to properly hold a controller is something you have to learn. But I now understand that these are not innate abilities. I spent the first couple of days trying to get my mom to hold a controller correctly and training her on moving the character and camera at the same time. That was an ordeal. Now we've progressed a bit further and she started combat, but basically every fight she ends up shooting into the sky or floor as the AI fights the enemy. She's getting better very, very slowly, but I'm not sure if she'll ever be capable of really playing a game on her own. It just seems weird to me that video games are a massive sector of entertainment in which most older people not only don't have any interest, but are actually pretty much incapable of enjoying. P.S. If anyone has training suggestions, I'd love to hear them. I'm trying to be supportive and let her work out how to do things in the game, but I can only take watching her spin in circles as the enemy shoots at her for so long.
Oh my god, I can relate so much to this.
Why?
No, it's not even old people. It's just people that don't know how to play like console games.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because my friend recently was like, oh, like they wanted to play Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, what's it called? Warzone, right?
Yeah.
They wanted to play Warzone. So I was like, okay, you could like try playing a few like rounds like on my ID, like because they don't have a console or a PC yet. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, like before you like, because it's for
it's
some
expensive.
People, it's expensive, you know. It's like how much is it to get like minimum 500 probably.
Yeah.
So it's expensive. So I was like, yeah, before you make a big investment, you could try it out. And then you know, I've been playing since like I was in like elementary school or like middle school, you know. So it's like. It's like secondhand to me.
Oh.
I thought it'd be easy. And they're like, okay, so how do I move? I'm like, what? like, you push up. They're like, okay, I'm done. I'm like, all right. Look to your right. You're going to see someone with like a name above their head. Shoot at them. Look to your right. And they start looking to the left. I was like, the right. You're right. Like, oh, sorry. I was like, okay, look up. And then they start looking down. I was like, up.
It's confusing.
But,
it's hard.
I don't know. It's I didn't know it was that hard to control. Like,
but I feel like for us, since we've been doing it for so long, it comes like second nature for us.
Exactly.
Mm. But I think it's super cute and sweet that this person is trying to teach their mom, you know, to keep her entertained.
Yeah,
super cute.
I feel like moms would like those fitness stuff, like you know,
the Wii
stuff.
Yeah.
And that's much easier, and you could get a good workout in.
Yep.
But with these games. I guess this is like shooting games.
Yeah.
That's gonna be hard.
Just don't get stressed or force it upon your mom.
Yeah.
The moment you get stressed, that means like you're just trying to make her be good at this game.
Yeah. That was me with my friend.
Yeah. I mean with your friend it's fine, but if you're like, it's like mom, come on, what are you doing?
Oh,
down
yeah,
like two
mom.
Kills. Like, you suck, mom, you suck.
10 dead, 0 kills. Come on, mom.
Step your game up. Step it up.
So do you have any tips?
No, I need tips too. I was getting annoyed at my friend.
I see.
But I mean, don't yell. Don't yell.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's going to stress him out more.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't yelling at my friend, but I was literally like, look to your right. And they would look. I'm like, no, you're right. You're right. Right. This is left, right. And they're like, stop yelling at me. I'm like, I'm not yelling at you. I was like, I said, Brian, like, it's the way you said it. I was like, what the f-? But yeah, I don't know. I think you just need to be super patient.
Yeah, you have to be super patient. And see if she actually does enjoy it or not.
Yeah.
Because imagine, it's like, think about how long you've been playing. And then, you know, they probably need that many years to
trust
get to
me.
That level. So
practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just let her practice on her own. Just leave her be and she'll just figure things out by herself.
Or you just look online. Look up videos, tutorials.
Yeah.
It's like, how to teach older
how
people
to hold a controller.
It wasn't really around when our parents were kids. Yeah. So it's like new technology to them still. So it's very different probably.
Yeah.
They were playing way different games than we were.
They were probably outside.
Yeah.
Just running around.
Mm-hmm. Shit, maybe I was like doing Wii tennis or something.
Maybe. See, that's user friendly.
Yeah.
So you just need to smack the crap out of the ball and that's it.
Or get them like, actually, I don't know if they still have this, but like Nintendogs.
What Nintendogs?
It's like, you know Nintendo DS?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a game where you pretty much just like…
Take care of a dog?
Yeah, you have a dog, but it's a game.
That sounds fun.
But it's literally just like you'll see like dirt flying out of the dog. Yeah. And it's like, time to take it a bath. And then you just need to scrub the dog.
I love those games.
Here's your new grandchild.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, guys. It's time to wrap up the show.
Mm-hmm.
We should say I love you to our moms more often.
For sure. Yeah.
Will you guys say I love you after the show today?
I tell my mom every time I talk to her.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the only one. Okay.
Step your game up, Ashley.
All right, Alex. Do you have any updates for us or anything you want to tell our fans about?
Other than the release, just stream that. And Corey's coming out with 28 and Corey are both coming out with new stuff in the future. So look out for that too.
Ooh, yes,
all
sir.
All right, guys. And follow Alex on his Instagram, which is…
LXX28Lab.
All right, there you go.
Guys, stay updated on the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes will be on youtube.com/divepods. And please make sure to follow and review our podcast. And thank you everyone so much for listening. And if you're a mama, happy belated Mother's Day.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.